Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rebbe T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Erevin 39, talking about wandering. The Gemara talks about here, when a person goes outside his city to renew his Erev, it is not evident to onlookers that he is preparing for tomorrow, because if he is a rabbinical student, we will say that preoccupation with his studies led him unknowingly to the location of the Erev. And if he is an unlearned person, an Am Haaretz, we will say that he lost a donkey and is searching for it. Since travel to the site of the Erev is not an overt act of preparation, it is permitted provided that no verbal declaration is involved. When we talk about people of the land, Am Haaretz, this is a general term which can apply to different segments of society depending on the context. See Sota Gemara. In our case, anyone other than a student is referred to as an Am Haaretz, and such a person would be unlikely to become so preoccupied with his thoughts that he would unknowingly wander out of the city. And that's the idea to think about, the person wandering out of the city because of his thoughts with Torah. Halavai, we should all be so involved, so preoccupied, so enmeshed in Torah that we lose our bearings, so to speak, that we lose our track of thought and we lose our train of thought and our train of walking and have no idea how we ended up. Because when we think about Torah, a lot of times, unfortunately, we're not so enmeshed in it, we're not so involved in it, we're not so embedded in it. But we should try little by little, day by day, to fully be involved in the Torah we're learning, to fully be preoccupied with the Torah we're learning. A lot of times, if we're listening to a shiur, listening to a podcast, watching a video or the like, a lot of times our minds wander, but we should do what we can to focus on the content at hand, to become fully engrossed in the context at hand and the content at hand and fully involved in the content at hand. That's so much so that we don't even realize or recognize what's going on around us and not distracted by things around us because we're so focused and so trained on the words that we're listening, on the words that we're reading, that nothing else around us can bother us. It reminds me of the idea of the dad that's so involved in the Gemara, so involved in the Halacha, he doesn't notice that the kids are jumping off the chandeliers, jumping off the couches. Of course, I'm not on that level, but we should all be zochah to one day be on such a level, provided it's a safe and healthy atmosphere and environment. But we should be more involved in our learning, more enmeshed in our learning, more engrossed in the learning, to be preoccupied and to be fully involved and fully cognizant of what we're actually reading and actually learning little by little. Just as the Gemara talks about a real rabbinical student, a real person who's so enmeshed in his learning that he got lost, so too we should be lost and involved in the studies so much that we're really involved in, and not lost in what we're learning we don't know about, meaning lost involved in it, that we're lost with everything else around us, happening around us, little by little, day by day, as much as we can, to learn a little more intensely, a little more involved, as much as we can. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 40 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.